You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. One in three women, 60 and older, is grappling with loneliness. That's why the AARP has created a new program that connects older women through social media. I'm joined now by Shelley Emling, Editor-in-Chief of the Ethel Circle from AARP, and Lisa Marcelino, member of the Ethel Gathering Group. Shelley, let's start with you. What do you see when it comes to loneliness in older women?
Well, the Surgeon General described loneliness as an epidemic recently, and our AARP research backs this up. We found that one in three women 60 plus do grapple with loneliness on a regular basis. And so we found that we needed to do something to try to help these older women connect with one another. And so 2 years ago, we launched a nationwide closed Facebook group called the Ethel Circle, and there's about 90,000 members of that circle today. And in that circle, it's a safe space where women can talk about the joys and challenges associated with growing older. And it's been a wonderful thing. People support one another in that group. The women celebrate each other. It's a very positive space. I just love running it, and it's so much fun. But what we noticed after launching the Ethel Circle is that the women were raising their hands, and they wanted to meet up in person and make new friends. So a year ago, AARP launched the Ethel Gathering Groups. And through that, we create closed Facebook groups for different regions and cities around the country. There's currently groups in 44 states, including two in Missouri. And women can join those groups, and it's a way for them to actually connect and meet up in real life.
What do you see happening in these women's lives that leads to this loneliness? Is it loss of a spouse, loss of peers and friends?
I would say it's a long laundry list of things. Many of them have lost a spouse. Many of them have lost their close friends over the years. Many are estranged from their grown children, I found. Many have retired, and so they don't have that office social circle anymore, and they lack a sense of purpose. And so many of them feel invisible for whatever reason. There's all sorts of things going on, but I do see a common denominator in that so many of them do crave female friendship.
When we talk about this loneliness, can it lead to other mental health issues or even physical issues?
Yes. Suffering from loneliness and feelings of loneliness has been equated with smoking 15 cigarettes a day. It's also been said to slice 15 years off your life. So that's pretty motivating. It can also lead to an increased risk of dementia. It leads to heart health issues as well. There's all sorts of healthy reasons why you should try to maintain friendships and make new friends as you grow older.
Lisa, I know you are part of one of these groups. So what does it do for you to be able to connect with other women dealing with the same thing?
I came from being divorced after 34 years of marriage and becoming a caregiver for my parents, which took a whole different level of socialization away. And it was a friend that suggested the Ethel Circle. And when I got onto there and I saw that I wasn't alone. There were a lot of people in similar situations. It made a big difference to me. And I thought this would be really great to meet up with some of these people, because unless you're in that situation, honestly, you don't really know what it's like. And I have found so many people in so many different areas that have similar, if not worse, in my eyes, what situation it is. And it's really been great for me to have a whole nother circle of friends. It's people that can call me on a whim, people that smaller groups that just want to go get coffee. It means a lot to me. I feel needed. I feel like I'm maybe helping somebody else.
Lisa, what would you say to someone though who might say, oh, I don't know if I want to open myself up to strangers on Facebook?
The Facebook world is different, but I find that a lot of people our age are on Facebook, like the younger people. They think that's the dark ages. But I think that I would start with the Facebook gathering group, just kind of look through it and see what they're doing, and then not be afraid to take that first step to get inside the room. And once you come in, we do not let you stay a stranger for very long. You have a little star on your name tag and everybody knows that you're new this time, and people welcome you with open arms. And you really, at 60 plus, you are not too old to make new friends.
What is the scope of the Ethel Gathering Groups? Are they across the country at this point?
Yes, we have gathering groups in 44 states, including two groups in Missouri. And since last year, since we launched this a year ago, 27,000 women have joined a local gathering group. Two-thirds of those women have actually gone out and met up with people in their gathering group. So it's growing. This number, this 27,000 members, it's a number that's growing every single day. And we're adding hundreds of new members to gathering groups every week.
Bottom line, what do these women tell you about the impact that it's had on their lives?
I hear from women every day, many, many times a day, that they tell me that they're so grateful to have a safe space to share their problems and feelings, and they're also so grateful to have a closed group through which they can actually organize in-person events and make new friends. And many of them tell me they lost their best friend perhaps 5 years ago, and they have not made a friend since, and they miss their best friend, and now they've made new best friends, and they're just so happy, and they feel a sense of purpose, people, and play, as I always say. They're finding fun in their lives for the first time in a long time. They're finding women, as Lisa said, that you can call on a whim and just talk about anything with each other. And it's just been so rewarding. It's wonderful to see.
Are there any ground rules for the groups for someone who might be hesitant, maybe about just personal privacy or security?
Yeah, in a closed Facebook group, you have to request to join. So I have to vet every single request that comes into the Ethel Circle, for example, with 90,000 members. So every single person, I have to make sure, first of all, sorry, men, no men are allowed in these groups. I have to make sure that people are not scammers. If somebody violates the rules of the group, they're out. I boot them out. There's no bullying allowed. No politics are allowed. It's designed to be a safe space where only people in that group can see what you've posted. And we want to create a positive space, a positive experience for older women.
Finally, where can folks go if they've heard this and they want more information?
You can go to aarp.org/Ethels, and you can search for a gathering group in your area on that site.
Shelley and Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's Shelley Emling, editor-in-chief of the Ethel Circle from AARP, and Ethel Gathering Group member Lisa Marcelino joining us on KMOX.